we came to realize South Sudanese had been lacking such institution for a very long time. South Sudan itself as a country is part of Eastern African community, and we have never been represented internationally in terms of debate. You see, we came to realize things like regional debates are being done and South Sudan is always being left out of the debate. So we came up purposely to form of the organization that will sail South Sudan into Africa regions and into at the continental level and to South Sudan to participate in international competition. So otherwise, in a summary of all this, we believe a community that divided together is a community that does not actually simply break into wars. It's a community that always have a social life and a social interaction, sitting together and discussing the ideas as one people of the same nation.
Yes, and what impact do you think this Debaters Association, what impact do you think the Grand Debaters Association is going to play or will have?
In fact, about the president of the organization, we believe we, the young people of the country, we cannot actually just push ourselves without the support of the people concerned, of the leadership of the country. We believe young association like Grand Debaters Association can be supported so that they formulated their ideas into the generation and into the public and into the citizens of the country. We believe when we sit down, the citizens of the country, to discuss and to share the ideas that are facing the nation and are facing them as the citizens, it also gives people ideas and it gives people open mind to think about the future of the people belong, the future of the country is belonging to the generation, the young generation we have as South Sudanese. So it's always very good and is always something I feel like the government and the international NGOs have a play into this, because the activities, when they are played, and the citizen always see that the nation is going forward. People sit together and they discuss ideas. It's very good. Like, I also believe there are several programs that we feel like creating in this scenario, because when we bring debates, like when we create head-to-head programs that is always formulating and putting ideas into the people, bring the history that had happened some time back, reminding the citizen that ABCD happened in such a scenario, and this was the reason as to why things happened. So I believe it has a contribution, and of course, the regime and the people concerned with formulation can be behind all success of what we wanted to tune as for now.
Great. Now, in observing the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, you organized a debate, and the topic was should women's education be prioritized in nation building. Just briefly tell us what motivated this debate topic.
Yeah, in fact, thanks for such a brilliant question. We came to realize, you see, we cannot defend, or we cannot actually formulate, or we cannot talk about the girl child education when we are not fighting the gender-based violence. We formed the idea, of course, of saying or bringing a motion that describes what is all about the importance of the women education in our country and in the global at large. We believe there's no society that can progress without women. We believe the education of the women between us is something that can build a better atmosphere. As you know, in South Sudan, the majority of women or majority of girls are not in schools. They are still dropped out. Do you know why it happened? Maybe another part of this idea is that others have been harassed. Others have been falling into other bad categories of abuse. So we believe to inform the society and the country at large is that we believe and we wanted to see our young generations of girls going to school. We want to see our women even having opportunity of joining the formal education. Of course, adult education is something very good to have the capacity of what they can do, because their mothers, when they are not educated, then it will be hard for the mothers to educate their children.
Great.
So we wanted to tell them what just come to our mind, as you just mentioned before, is that we wanted to educate South Sudanese and the public at large that is very good and perfect to see our young girls joining education. And this is what Grande Vitas is seriously fighting for. We wanted to see, and our campaign should have to be launched and to know that we need to campaign in the country to see no girl abuse should have to be seen anywhere. Or we need to, we just don't want to be seeing a girl child being abused, being out of the school, being forced into the forced marriage, being all these reckless things that are being mounted on women. That's why we prioritize them, to tell people girl child education is better in the country like South Sudan. And of course, for the nation building.